We're doing Chavetz Chaim. We're up to page Chaf Gimel. The Chavetz Chaim have been discussing which prohibitions are there in saying Lashon Hara, Rechilut, and we're up to the letter Dalet in the introduction on page Chaf Gimel. V'over nami amseper v'amkabel, belavde lifnei ver lo titen michshol, he who tells over Lashon Hara, and he who listens to Lashon Hara, also is in transgression of the prohibition, do not put a stumbling block before the blind. Ki kol achad noten michshol lifnei chavero, because the one who is recounting is causing the listener to stumble in accepting Lashon Hara. The one who is listening is causing the one who recounting Lashon Hara to transgress. He's causing his friend, Shi'avor alavin amforshim b'torah, to transgress prohibitions that are overt in the Torah. Ach yesh chiluk min amseper v'amkabel bazeh. Here there's a slight difference between the one who's recounting the Lashon Hara and the one who's listening to it. Tamseper over b'lav zeh b'nim ha'shomim rabim u'mu'atim. The one who tells it over is transgressing lifnei ver, irrespective of whether there are multiple listeners or few listeners. The more listeners he has, the more he's in transgression, because he's causing more people to hear his Lashon Hara. So he's causing more people to sin. That's more lifnei ver. He's bringing a stumbling block before many people. But the one who listens, so we say, he's causing the one who's saying it to transgress. Could be that it's only when he's the only listener that he can be held accountable, that he's causing him to tell over the story. If he is the single listener, then he is the one who's causing the story to be told. Because if he would walk away, then the guy would have no one to tell his story to. But if at the moment the guy is telling over his Lashon Hara, there are multiple listeners, then it could be that the listener is not transgressing lifnei ver, he's transgressing the other prohibitions we discussed earlier. Ayin bevir ma'im chayim. Take a look at the footnote. Yes?
What if someone just like in a, you know, like in a rage, he's in a rage, like he's in his room, and then he goes and the curse says something that is not nice about someone, there's no one listening.
So that's not Lashon Hara?
It's not Lashon Hara.
Right? Echol zeim ba'achar t'chalat ha'sipur. And that's true if you walk in after he started telling the story. So then you didn't cause him to tell the story. He was telling the crowd. You walked in and you listened too. You didn't cause him to tell. But let's say you're sitting at the dinner table. And the guy says, let me tell you what happened today. And as you listen, more people listen in. So you caused them to start and you caused more people to listen.
Even though other people came later to listen,
so then that person did cause the whole prohibition to happen, because he was the impetus for the Lashon Hara starting. So first of all, says the Chafetz Chaim, be careful, don't be a part of such groups. Choose where you sit for dinner, choose where you sit for lunch, don't sit where people gossip. Because we have a concept called Chavurat Resha. Already in Tanakh, we discuss a group that's an evil group. There's a difference between an individual who does things wrong and a group that does things wrong. And if there's a group that sits down on a steady basis, they're a carpool. This happens sometimes as people carpool together day after day, and they spend their time bad-mouthing other people. So that's called a chavurat resha, a group of evil. We have the great will that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol left behind. He left instructions for his family, and over there he writes, he tells his son Hurkanus the following, Bni al teshev b'chavurot ha'omrim gnai mechavrehim. Son, don't sit among people who join to speak badly about their friends. Because when their words go up above, they are recorded in a book. And whoever partakes of such a group that sits on a continuous basis to speak badly about other people are written down as a group of evil people. So that's another title a person can have in heaven. Yeah, there's a mister, there's a Yeah, there's also Chaburat Resha. So that's a title we don't want. So what we learned today is that when a person tells over Lashon Hara, he could be transgressing Lifnei Iver. He's causing the listener to stumble. When a person listens to Lashon Hara, he could be transgressing Lifnei Iver, because thanks to his listening, so the other guy is telling. So again, that's Lifnei Iver. When there's a whole group listening, so then the one who's telling over the Lashon Hara can transgress Lifnei Iver in mass, but the listener has an out. If there were other people listening before he came along, so then the listener can say, you know, he didn't say it because of me. So at least he's not transgressing this prohibition. He's transgressing the other ones, but not Lifnei Iver.